Well, thank you for that introduction. Today, our guest is Ms. Ann Anderson, Director of Economic Development for the City of Hammond. Ann, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Carl. Very happy to be here.
So tell our listeners a little bit about your role with the City of Hammond, Ann.
Okay. I am the Director of Economic Development for the City of Hammond. So in economic development, we assist companies, large and small, who are looking to relocate to Hammond, or if they're already in Hammond, relocate within the borders or expand their footprint. So anything that has to do with companies that want to be here in Hammond, we assist them and make sure everything goes as smoothly as possible.
So your walkable downtown and transit-oriented development plan is getting a lot of attention these days. So how did this proposal come about?
Well, because of the strong leadership of Mayor McDermott and all the quality of life initiatives he has been implementing in his 4 years as a mayor, Hammond has become pretty attractive to companies and developers looking to move here. Also, the proximity to Chicago and Lake Michigan makes it very attractive as well. So Hammond is doing really great on its north border and the south border near the expressways. But our downtown area has struggled to retain businesses and people for years, like so many downtowns across the country have. Last year, Mayor McDermott challenged us to think outside the box and perhaps find a consultant who could come look at our downtown from an outside perspective and work with us to create a vital core again.
So what are some of the key elements of this proposal?
Well, while there are many elements that are being considered for this plan, which I must say, right now it's still in the draft form.
Okay.
So we haven't received the final yet, but we're getting excited. I do feel that there are three key elements to the upcoming plan. The first is the obvious one, which is the Westlake Corridor train project and the proposed station that Mayor McDermott has proposed to build in the downtown area. Now, this proposed downtown station is not in the current scope of work for the Westlake. This would be an addition to, paid for and built by the city itself. But Mayor McDermott recognized how this train project will benefit all the communities that the train is going to travel through. So he really wanted to spur some additional development downtown. The second key element, I think, is the potential for residential in Hammond's urban core. Studies have shown that the market will now support residential down there, especially for the young professionals, the millennials, and empty nesters. So we have the potential for both new construction in downtown and also for rehabbing vacant buildings down there. So we will have a variety of housing options for people to look at downtown. And last, I would say the key element would be the rebuilding of Homan Avenue. It's our main thoroughfare downtown, and in places it is 4 and 5 feet wide with lanes, which it's big enough to handle, more than big enough to handle the 15,000 cars that drive through it. So the plan is recommending creating a more plaza-like Main Street for Homan, slowing the traffic down and making visitors and residents feel welcome to stay and walk around our downtown.
So we know being able to ditch your car to walk or take public transportation helps reduce emissions and air pollution. Is that part of the plan or the message promoting the plan?
Well, being that this plan centers around walkability, which the designers are really pushing for our downtown, it's kind of a natural result of the plan. Having a transit-oriented development in downtown will support the idea that people will hop off the train in the evening after work. They'll go and pick up their dry cleaning, hit a yoga studio for a class, and then pick up groceries for dinner or hit a new restaurant down there, all without getting into their cars. So absolutely, that does definitely supports that.
So where's the City of Hammond at the timeline for this project, and then what's next after that?
So we're getting close to the end of receiving the downtown master plan. Jeff Speck and Associates, he is the designer and urban developer that we have hired to create this plan. He is working on the final plan now. He sent us a draft about a month ago, sent it out to our team, and we got to look through it to give some final comments and corrections. He he has received those comments and is working on it. The draft plan is coming to back to Hammond on November 20th, and we'll have a public presentation to present it.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So how can our listeners learn more about this project and some of the other initiatives that Hammond has?
Excellent. I would say the best way to keep updated on what we have going would be through a good landing platform would be our website.
Okay.
Our website is gohammond.com. I'm in the Economic Development Department, but under the first page, we have latest events.
Okay.
We'll have this public presentation posted. Mayor McDermott often talks about it on his radio show on WJOB on Friday mornings. Mayor's Nights Out are a good way to learn more about it. But we will live stream our public presentation in November, on November 20th. That will be on gohammond.tv. It'll then be archived for future viewing.
That's
so
wonderful.
Anyone can check it out there.
A lot of great information, Ann.
And, thank you.
Thank you for being on. And that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Ann Anderson, Director of Economic Development for the City of Hammond. Green Fleet Radio airs three times each Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks for joining us. And remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.